Hi, thanks for joining us on the Marlins podcast page and listening to this Marlins Rewind. As we stand today, the Marlins have won six of their last seven games on Sundays. They've used three Sunday victories in that stretch to win series, and twice they've split series. Yesterday was one of those occasions. A 4-4 split with St. Louis meant another winning week for the Fish. And for the full rewind of yesterday afternoon's game, here's Geff.
Oh, what a way to close out the homestand. What a way to close out a terrific month of July for the Marlins. They walk it off, scoring on a run-scoring triple from Derek Dietrich, coming off the bench with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And they beat the Cardinals 5-4. They close out the month of July with a 16-10 record. Derek Dietrich, the hero, and he's standing by downstairs with Kyle Seeloff.
All righty, Geff, thank you. Derek, a face full of shaving cream, soaked with Gatorade. Take me through the at-bat facing Bowman.
Yeah, well, this is a good feeling. But, yeah, you know that at-bat? I was a little patient there on the first one, but I really wanted to get a good look at a pitch. You know, just haven't been up there in a little couple games now, and really wanted to just get my eyes adjusted and you know, got me another fastball in the middle outer plate and just try to put a good swing on it. And glad it got in between the two guys out there, Hetchy running hard, and you know, it was a good chance to win the ball game, and I'm just excited and glad that I had that opportunity there coming in the ninth inning.
Derek, this is a ball club in the midst of a wild card race at the end of July. Your counterparts in the other dugout, it's going to be a battle through September. They take the first two. How resilient is this ball club? You guys come back over the weekend, man.
Yeah, you know what? We keep saying it. You know, we're never out of any game, and we expect to win every game, and we may not win every game, obviously, but we're always playing hard. We're always fighting to the end. You know, we were down early some of these games, and even if we didn't win it, we fought back and put some runs across the board. And, you know, that's been the MO all season, coming from the top. You know, Donnie's kept everyone loose. He's kept everyone ready. He's demanded our energy and our effort, and we've been giving it every single day, and it's the best we've been.
How about the newcomer Andrew Cashner today, Derek?
Yeah, what a start. I mean, that's going to be nice to watch every fifth day, I promise you that, with Jose in the rotation and the rest of the guys. You know, now I feel like we're even stronger going into, you know, the second half push here into the playoffs, and you know, we're doing everything we can to win right now.
Hey, congratulations. Go clean up. Go get packed. Safe travels to Chicago. Celebrate the victory, Derek. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much. Go Fish.
Let's go upstairs. Geff.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Derek Dietrich. The final game of a 10-game homestand. Finale of a 4-game set. The Marlins and the Cardinals today. Miami looking for the win to split the series and to split the homestand at 5-5. And as was the case in Game 3 Saturday night, the Marlins jumped on the Cardinals in inning number one in this ball game, facing Carlos Martinez, a red-hot pitcher coming in. He had allowed three runs or fewer in each of his last 10 starts with a 1.76 ERA in that stretch. Well, they scored three against him in the first. A leadoff walk to D. Gordon was erased on a Martin Prado double play ball, the first of three Prado double plays in the game, tying a club record. But with two outs and nobody on, Christian Yelich walked. Giancarlo Stanton hit by a pitch in what we think was retaliation for Aledmys Diaz being hit in the top of the first, knocked out of the ball game by Andrew Cashner. The Marlins had hit four Cardinals in the series, Stanton hitting the hip, so the Marlins had two men on with two outs in the first inning. That hit by pitch extending the inning for Marcell Ozuna.
And Ozuna swings, hits a high fly ball deep left center, going back on a Hazel Baker, leaping at the fence, can't get it, it's off the wall. Home is Yelich. Behind him is Stanton. It's a two-run double for Marcell Ozuna with two outs here in the bottom of the first and a 2-0 Marlins lead.
You know, anything better than two-out hits? Back-to-back two-out hits. The Marlins got another one from JT Realmuto.
And he hits the ball on the ground past the shortstop out into left center. Here comes Ozuna flying around third. He'll score. No throw there. JT drives in a run. Ozuna scores. 3-0 Marlins here in the first.
But back came the Cardinals in the second against Andrew Cashner, making his first Marlins start. After setting down the first man, he allowed a double to Yadier Molina, who had a 15-game hitting streak with that two-base hit, including at least one double in each of the last seven consecutive games, tying a Cardinals record. Molina was at second with two outs after Jeremy Hazelbaker struck out, but he went to third in a single by Jed Jerko, and the Cardinals had a shot. First and third, two down for the number eight hitter, Colton Wong.
The pitch is on the way, and Wong pulls it hard right under the glove of Chris Johnson at first base. That'll get a run in.
And it was a 3-1 game. Then in the third, Cards would pull a run closer, courtesy of Greg Garcia. 2-1 to Garcia. Hit well right center. Racing back Ozuna. He's looking up at the wall, and Greg Garcia hits one out to make it a 3-2 game. St. Louis back within a run here in the third. And after that, Cashner would set down the next six in a row to get out of the third and the fourth. And in the bottom of the fourth, Marlins got a leadoff double from Giancarlo Stanton after Ozuna grounded out, getting G to third base. He was 90 feet away for Realmuto. Pitch on the way. JT shoots it back up the middle. That's a base hit to center. His second hit, his second RBI. Stanton crosses the plate, and it's 4-2 Marlins. And it would stay that way for a while. Cashner got through six in his Marlins debut. Four hits, two runs, one earned. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out two. Allowed a home run. Hit a batter. 83 pitches, 56 strikes. Carlos Martinez got through seven for the Cardinals. Seven hits, four runs, four walks, four Ks. He hit a man under two pitches, 65 strikes for Martinez. But this one would end up being decided by the bullpens. Kyle Bearclaw for the Marlins pitched a perfect seventh, but in the eighth inning, Fernando Rodney walked the leadoff man, pinch hitter Randall Grichuk, after Greg Garcia struck out. Tommy Pham hit what looked like it might be a double play ball. A ground ball to first base. Miguel Rojas down to Echeverria for one. Etch had trouble getting the exchange, though, and double clutched his throw to first base just a little bit late. Pham beating the play. So instead of a 3-6-3 double play to end the inning, you had a man at first base with two outs in the inning, and that gave Stephen Piscotty a chance. 0-2 to Piscotty. Drive down the left field line. If it's fair, it's trouble. It's a fair ball into the corner. Pham's going to be waved at third. Yelich to Echeverria. Etch the throw to the plate. High over everybody into the seats. Piscotty's going to end up at third base. It's a one-run game. And now there's a debate, and they're going to send Piscotty to the plate. The question is, where was he when Echeverria's throw was made, when the ball left Etch's hand? It'll be a double, an RBI, and an E6. And just like that, we've got a 4-4 game. And the judgment of the umpiring crew, and they were right about this. Piscotty had already passed second base when the throw was made by Echeverria that went out of play into the seats. So you get two bases from the last base you had legally touched at the time the throw was made. So they rightly eventually got together and they awarded Piscotty the plate. It's a Little League home run. It's a blown save. And it was a 4-4 game in the eighth inning. This game stayed 4-4 into the ninth. A.J. Ramos, the scoreless top of the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, Matt Bowman out of the bullpen, the rookie Rule 5 pitcher for the Cardinals. He got JT to foul out to the catcher. He got Miguel Rojas on a bouncer back to the mound. So with two outs and nobody on, Marlins in a 4-4 game got Adani Echeverria to the plate. Etch put up a great fight against Bowman. It was a 10-pitch at bat, and on pitch number 10, Echeverria laced a single into center field. So the Marlins had the winning man on with two outs. For pinch hitter Derek Dietrich, 0 for his last 23.
Here's a fly ball, well hit. It's tagged out toward left center, racing over, diving for it, can't get it. Tommy Pham, here comes Echeverria around third. He's going to score, and the Marlins have walked it off. 5-4 over the Cardinals.
That is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So what a way to snap an 0-for-23 for Derek Dietrich. The pinch hit RBI triple, his first ever walk-off hit, and the Marlins win this ballgame 5-4 to again move ahead of the Cardinals alone into the number two wild card position in the National League. For Miami, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 5 men left. For St. Louis, 4 runs, 6 hits, an error. Cardinals strand 5. A.J. Ramos, the winning pitcher, 1-0. Matt Bowman, the loser, 1-3. Time of the game, 2 hours, 42 minutes, and a crowd of 23,666 goes home happy as the Marlins walk it off for the second time this year. They beat the Cardinals 5-4. Miami matched its high watermark for the season, improving to 9 over 500, 57-48 with this victory. Marlins, who are 5-5 on the 10-game homestand, now 29-24 at home as they hit the road for the next six. For the Marlins, their second walk-off win of the season. For Derek Dietrich, well, he had been 0-for-22 on the homestand. He'd been 0-for-23 overall. He'd been 4-for-50, but he had the walk-off game winner. And the Marlins win the season series in St. Louis 4-3 with his victory. It's just the fifth time in Marlins franchise history they have won a season series from the Cardinals. They did it in 1995. They did it in 2002. They did it in 2010, 2014, and again here in 2016. Marlins win it 5-4. They take the season series 4-3.
In the world of current events, this is more exciting than your fishing schedule or Wahoo season. The MLB trade deadline is this afternoon. 4 o'clock, August 1st. It's pushed back a day since the 31st fell on a Sunday. So this afternoon, the MLB trade deadline and your Fish Family bonus code, as you could have predicted, trade deadline. Of course, Cashner was one of the acquisitions by the team before the deadline. Here's what he said about his first start under the roof.
Yeah, you know, that whenever they talked to me, they asked me if I could go Sunday, and I think it was just more of getting here was the hard part, you know, going from the West Coast to the East Coast. But, you know, excited to be here, great young team, and, you know, just here to do my part. I mean, I don't think there's ever a thought that, you know, there's a chance to lose. I think the energy in this clubhouse, energy in the dugout, I mean, from the moment I've been here, it's been awesome.
More from Andrew Cashner after the ballgame in the Week in Review, which will be up on the Marlins podcast page this afternoon. More Marlins baseball for you tonight from Chicago, from Wrigley Field. 8:05 first pitch, the Marlins and the Cubs. Kyle Seeloff tees it up for us just after 7:30 on the Marlins radio network. Miami went 3-4 down here. Let's see what they can do on the north side. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the live play-by-play for you at 8:05 on 940 Wins in the Marlins radio network.